We're doing the Rambam Sefer Mitzvot. We're up to Mitzvah 130. And that's the Mitzvah to take off a tithe for the poor on the third and sixth year of the Shemitah cycle. Mitzvah 131 is the Mitzvah of Vidui Meiser, that we come and make a declaration that we gave what we were responsible to give from our Truma Meiser, from our tithe. The 132nd Mitzvah is the reading of the Bikurim. When we bring the Bikurim, we make a declaration where we say to Hashem, you brought us to this land, and so we've brought this fruit before you. Mitzvah 133 is to take off challah. When we make dough, we give off a portion to the kohen. 134 is that on Shemitah, we let the land go fallow. 135 is that we rest from doing work on the land. One is about the land, one is about our work. 136 is the mitzvah to sanctify the 50th year, the Jubilee year of Yovel. 137 is the mitzvah to blow shofar on the Jubilee year. 138 is to let the land go back to its original owner on the Jubilee year. 139 is the idea of Batei Rechoma, that they get redeemed, the houses that were sold within a walled city. And mitzvah 140 is to count the years of Yovel. So again, what mitzvahs did we see today? From 130 to 140, to give the tithe to the poor in the third and sixth year, to make the declaration over the Meiser, to make the declaration over the Bikurim, to give challah to the kohen, to let the land rest on the seventh year, to cease from doing work on the land on the seventh year, to sanctify the 50th year, the Jubilee year, to blow shofar on that year, to let the land go back to its original owner, to let the land go back in a walled city, and to count the years of the Yovel, the 50 years of the Jubilee.